The chanting is chilling. We're coming for your children. We're coming for your children. Earlier, I wrote the following in an article titled, Those Attacking Children. We recently reported the San Francisco LGBTQ organization that put out the song Louding Their Cause that has as its lyrics, We are coming for your children. We reported on numerous occasions the transvestites who, with and without parents' permission, hold readings in libraries and, in some public school settings, offer presentations that graphically display and verbally describe every sort of perverted sexual activity of their wicked practitioners, some even doing so while dressed in costumes that partially expose their nudity. The assault on the children of America and the world hasn't abated. It is ramping up dramatically, and the true nature of its origin is being made known. The following news item sheds light to some extent on the source of the assault. The Walker Art Center, a taxpayer-funded museum in Minneapolis, held a playful demon summoning session for families and children, with a performance called Lilith the Empathic Demon. Demons have a bad reputation, but maybe we're just not very good at getting to know them, an event description reads. Families are invited to create a vessel to trap the demon that knows them best, perhaps the demon of overthinking, and then participate in a playful ceremony to summon and befriend their demon, the website explains. The event was designed for families, with children encouraged to participate, and finished with a playful demon summoning session. This is a free country. If adults want to dabble in the black arts in their free time, that is up to them. But family-friendly? For children? Taxpayer-funded? Really? It's not even exaggerated. Why would anyone play with things like this? Taxpayer-funded museum in Minneapolis holds Demon Summoning event for children, Baxter Bittrey, The Voice. August 15, 2023. We are coming for your children is a chant that has been at the center of some elements within the LGBTQ movement for a number of years. They sometimes claim the chant is done just to make fun of the stiff-necked religionists, especially Christians, who oppose the freedom to live without some deity's restrictive morals. VCA editor note, the following clip is added for context. And from the story coming out of Minneapolis, we are apparently expected to believe the playful demon summoning session is to further the fun poking. However, the ceremony is, I believe, opening the portals of the demonic realm even wider. That opening is exposed by the ratcheted up activity of wickedness here and across the world. I'm aware that many who observe these times in light of Bible prophecy castigate author Jonathan Cahn for his recent book, Return of the Gods. But I believe it is on the mark in helping expose what's going on in the supernatural realm, as that realm seems to be infusing a profound increase of evil into the world. This assault is particularly virulent in attacking even the smallest children. What is mind-boggling is that parents would actually, even playfully, bid demons to interact with their children. This is the point to which Satan has been able to delude these parents and others into believing the demon world is just a myth, something to consider as fodder for foisting spoofs. This demonic ploy can thus convince people that because he, Satan, is a myth, God must be, too. Seems to me the devil is making significant inroads in bringing about such deception. Take, for example, how Satan has convinced doctors, school boards, teachers, and even parents in some cases to embrace the transgender madness. As I've written previously, with regard to the transgender perversions going on, even die-hard feminists are beginning to see the insanity and detriment caused by the satanic attempts to blend the genders. I use the word satanic because it is Satan who places the ideas from which these perversions flow into activity that is meant to take children's innocence. The attack on children has taken on much more sinister movement towards satanic control. You can almost hear the demons hissing within their human minions' voices as they chant, "We are coming for your children. We are coming for your children." The ever-increasing assault on children is a primary reason I believe God is about to say, enough. The devil's war against the most innocent, the little ones who haven't reached the age at which they're accountable for decisions in the matter of salvation, might just be the straw that breaks the camel's back. This might be one indicator of just how near the rapture might be to taking place. Be certain you are not left behind when that great event occurs. Here is how to be ready. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10 verse 9-10. Source. Prophecy Line.